Triplets.
Safety first, motherfuckers. This is the Chatty Bobcast. Episode 10. We have made it to motherfucking double digits. 10 is also how far I can count to in Spanish. So, if you ever wondered, you know, when you're sitting and listening to my videos and music and whatever, I wonder how much Spanish Chad Arms can speak. I can count to 10. Let's go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. I just counted to 10 in Spanish, motherfuckers. Welcome to Chatty Bobcast. It is a one-tabulously beautiful day. A little brisk, cool morning. Here in the old Greenbrier, Tennessee, country bumpkin status. It is 56 degrees in May. What is happening? Nothing. Mother Nature's just doing what she does best and being a slut. But she's putting out at least with this one. She's showing us that ass. She said the sun's shining. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. You know what I mean? I'm on the way to work, obviously. You know, I mean, it's just crazy to me that we're already almost halfway through this fucking year. That's insane to think about. You know, when you're a youngster, you just can't wait to get big. You can't wait to get old. You can't wait to get grown up. And then grown up gets here, and you're like, oh my God, why was I rushing? What was I in a hurry for? Alabama. I was in a hurry to get things done, rushing, and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I'm rushing till life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Get that out the way. I can't say I'm in a hurry and not sing that. So, shout out to Alabama. Legendary country band. We're going to move the fuck on with our podcast. You know what I mean? To everybody out there that's having a bad morning, a good morning, a great one, a terrible one, an okay one, hopefully whatever it is that you're doing, this will improve your mood a little. Even if it's laughing at the expense of my idiocracies. I know big words. Idiocracy. That's five syllables, motherfucker. I had to count them on my hand. That's uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco syllables. I don't know what syllables is in Spanish. ¿Cómo se dice? Syllables? I don't know. Nobody's here to answer that. Siri can't work while I'm doing this. So, I don't know. Syllables. I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot. Okay? Let's just tell it what it is. We are on day 44 of the weight loss journey. We're sitting still at about 20 pounds lost, a little bit over, maybe 20, close to 21. I'm starting to kind of slow down on my losing. That's fine. I knew that was going to happen. That first 15 comes off pretty quick. But I'm still doing the keeping track of my calories, staying under, you know, right at 2,500 calories a day, still doing the gym 4 days a week, whether it's the gym or it's walking around the neighborhood, whatever it is. Just keeping things going, man. Just changing, you know what I mean? Just changing shit up. And now that it is what it is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I went 44 days without shoveling McDonald's in my fucking gullet. So that's a win to me. I've had stuff here and there, but it's maybe once a week I'll eat some fast food, but it's never been McDonald's. Because, you know, everybody's got a trigger. And McDonald's is mine. I mean, it's best for me to just stay far away. Don't even look at them fucking arches. Don't even look at them. So yeah, we're just gonna keep grinding, still drinking the water and vitamin water and all that stuff. No sodas. 44 days without McDonald's, without sodas, without any kind of snack cake, any kind of candy, Mike Ike, Starburst, Reese's Pieces, any of that gone. Haven't had any. Not the first one. And some days, I ain't gonna lie to you, it is rough stuff. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, Chad, well, if you want a Reese's Cup, then have one. See, people that aren't overweight can say that, because they can just say, well, I'll just eat what I want. And I don't gain weight. It's just the damnedest thing. I don't gain weight. Well, fuck you, okay? Not fuck you, but congratulations. I can look at a Reese's Cup and fucking have a heart attack. So, some people are just blessed. Other people are blessed with no social skills. And have, you know, a perfectly chiseled frame, but can't fucking entertain their way out of a fucking wet paper sack. Comcast, get off the fucking road. You're blocking my damn entrance. Okay. But you know, so you gotta be thankful for what you've had or what you got. I've never been blessed with a slim body frame or a high metabolism, but I can entertain the shit out of you. So, you know, I'd much rather have that. Cause you can't work on being funny. You're either funny or you're fucking not. Okay? Funny or die. Okay? What is that? Was that something? I think that was the little YouTube channel where Will Ferrell was the landlord. Or play something. I don't know. What are we talking about? Go ahead, SUV Mercury. Maybe it's Mercury. That's maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know what that was. I just think it would be hilarious to I just passed somebody doing like driving a bulldozer, just taking one mound of dirt and putting it in a humongous hole. I don't know if they were burying somebody right over here by the railroad tracks, or what happened, but it would just be hilarious to be able to operate a fucking what was that? That's not a dump truck. What is that? What did I just say it was? I already forgot what I was just talking about. Bulldozer? No, I don't know. It would just be awesome to operate that, and terrifying at the same time. I mean, just can y'all just imagine me with like a hard hat on, a construction hat on, and I'm operating a big ass crane or something? That would just be. Salute to anybody that can do that, because I can't do it. That would be, I can't believe I drove a box truck for a year and a half and delivered tires for a living. I sit back and think about that. I'm like, how the fuck did I even do that? It was awful. I mean, I love the people there, but sometimes, I don't want to say it was awful, but just drive, like truck driving, that's just not for me. Granted, it was a small box truck, but I look back on some of the driving situations I got myself into. And it's a wonder I'm even living. I mean, I surprised myself thinking about how I could drive that damn truck and back it into places. I can't parallel park my Impala if there's four spots available. I can't. Parallel parking, go fuck itself, okay? Fucking parallel park. Get the shit out of here. Can you get on your side of the road there, country boy? Thank you. God! There's two lanes on this road. Jacked up trucks, I'm telling you. I like them, they look cool, but the majority of people that drive jacked up trucks are dick fuckers. Is this guy gonna acknowledge my existence? He's just standing right in the road. This guy was standing right in the road smoking a cigarette in the middle of the two-lane road. And then looked annoyed when I pulled up. Like I was disturbing his cigarette. In the middle of the fucking road. In the middle of the road. He's getting paid probably $21 an hour by the state to act like he's doing something. He's smoking a cigarette right. He's supposed to be directing traffic. He's got his back to me smoking a fucking cigarette with a damn neon yellow vest on. Get your fucking act together. I cuss a lot. I'm sorry, but people are just... People, 2019, it's just getting worse and worse. the social skills of the average human being now are at like 1 out of 100. And it just keeps getting worse, and it's all because of cell phones, as I'm recording this on a cell phone. The difference is, I can still have social interactions with people. What grinds my gears so much is, you know, working in retail. You have to, you have to be friendly to people and be cordial to people and say, hey, how are you? Can I help you? You know, all that stuff. What annoys me so much is when somebody walks into our store and I greet them and I say, hey, how are you today? And they don't even acknowledge my greeting because they're so goddamn focused on their self that I'll say, this happens at least twice a day. I'll say, hey, how's it going? How are you, sir? How are you, ma'am? And they won't say hello back. They won't smile, nothing. They'll immediately just get into whatever it is the fuck they came in for. So it'll go something like, hey, ma'am, welcome to Best Buy. How are you? And they'll say, where's your cell phone charger? Where's your iPad cases? Not hey, not fucking faking it. This is all an act we're doing. I'm acting like I give a shit how you're doing. You're supposed to act like you care that I care. And then you're supposed to fake care back. It's a fucking game the retail world's been playing since they fucking opened the doors of retail outlets. Okay? I say, hey, how are you? You say, hey, how are you? Nice to see you or whatever. Hey, where's your cell phone? Perfect. All you had to do, that took an extra 2 seconds of your fucking life to acknowledge my greeting. But no, you just come in and say, where's your cell phone charger? Where's your whatever? And I'm just supposed to take it like a little bitch and be like, oh, okay, they're right over here. When I want to tell you to go fuck yourself and pass away from it, it's what I want to tell you. But I can't do that, you know? But it's just a gear that of mine that gets grind on the regular. But hey, you know, that's life. That's life. It's really nice today. I've been ranting for the majority of this podcast already, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it could not be a nicer day outside. It really couldn't. The breeze is just... Woo! Chim-chiminy-chim-chim-cho. And we're coming up on light, baby, baby. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I can count to 10 in Spanish. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. Look at the light. It's green. I'm behind you. Thank you. But yeah, people are assholes, man. And it's so funny because I don't take any of them serious. Because my thing is this. Nothing, like when you come into Best Buy, if you're coming into our store, your life is not that bad for you to be coming into Best Buy and needing something. We're not a fucking emergency room. You're coming into Best Buy because in your head, you've got this horrible either dilemma that's not really horrible on the grand scale, or you're just in here to come in to spend money. That's why I don't take nobody serious that comes in there. You know what I mean? Old people are just, bless them, but they're very frustrating. Because they're... Some of them, I don't even know how they even got out of the house, much less all the way to Best Buy by themselves. Because they just don't have a clue where they're at or what they're in there for, what they need, anything. And, oh, shit. I love you. Mother Nature's not a cunt today. Country music karaoke. That was a made-up song, I think. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Big and Rich. I think that's who sang that. Fuck out of here. Horrible song. Terrible. She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. Kenny Chesney, go fuck yourself.
Kenny Chesney, I met him one time when I worked at Media Play back in 2003, before he was super popular. He had Back Where I Come From. I think that's about all he had. And that motherfucker came in one Saturday, and I'll never forget, I was running the register at Media Play. I was like fucking 19 years old. Get off my fucking ass. Oh my God. He comes stumbling in there with a beautiful blind woman, of course. Not a blind woman, a blonde woman. And he was in there buying movies and games and all this shit. He was so hammered on a Saturday night that he had to go sit on the bench over at the right by the front doors while she paid for his stuff because he was so fucked up. That's my only interaction with Kenny Chesney. That's what I wanted to say. He was an asshole. Speaking of assholes, Lori Morgan is one of the biggest assholes. I don't even want to say call her a celebrity. If you don't know who Lori Morgan is, exactly. She's a country music singer. She was married to Sammy Kershaw, or she is married to Sammy. I don't know about Sam, if she's still married to Sammy. She don't know she's beautiful. Although time and time I told her so. Shout out to Sammy Kershaw. So back, another Media Play story. Back when I worked at Media, this was probably a year before the Kenny Chesney incident, probably 2002. It was a busy time frame. It was when the Lord of the Rings DVD box set came out. Everybody was buying it. It was this big thing, right? Lori Morgan comes in there with Sammy Kershaw. They come through my line. I don't know who the fuck they are. I was 18 years old. I didn't know who Lori Morgan and Sammy Kershaw was. So they got a buggy full of shit. It was around Christmas time. And just to show how old it was back when you had the credit cards, you know, you didn't have the, you had to put the credit card thing in the little stamp thing. That's how you know you're old. So she gives me her credit card to pay for everything, and I ask her for her ID. Okay? She says, why do you need to see my ID? I said, well, we have to see everybody's ID. It's a credit card. She said, do you know who I am? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. I mean, she said, I'm Lori Morgan, country music star. That's how she referred to herself. I said, huh, okay, awesome. Can I see your ID? She didn't like that because I didn't know who she was. And she thought by telling me that she was Lori Morgan, I would just let her not, whatever. So she gets mad and like walks away. And Sammy Kershaw is apologizing for her. So just to be an asshole, I intentionally didn't deactivate the security tag on her Lord of the Rings box set. So when they walked out, she beeped going out the door. So everybody could look at her and think she was stealing. That was my revenge for Lori Morgan. So, fuck off. That was a victory in my eyes. So yeah, she don't know she's beautiful. My little Terry, Terry, I told her so. Oh God, what is happening? It's so nice out. This person, how are this Cadillac Escalade is pulling what looks like a horse trailer behind it. Good God, how is that? I don't understand how some people get around. It looks like so much happening right now. Let me over. Can I get over? All right, thank you. So, yeah, I don't know what we're calling this episode. It'll be called something. Usually I have it named in the first couple of minutes, but I forgot that it had to have a title. Rev it up, ball! Rev it up! God. We understand you have a large vehicle. You don't have to make it fart. Stop. We don't give a shit about your fart muffler. That's what we're calling the episode. Episode 10, hashtag fart muffler. That is what we're calling it. You know what I'm talking about. People, they duel their vehicles out and they got that. That's not dope. To me, it's just like, why do you want a vehicle that's like, God, I can't speak English. Why do you want a vehicle that is that loud? That's all I was trying to say. Off your phone, lady. Off your phone. Off your phone. Stay focused on the vehicles. Fart mufflers. Stop them. What really makes me laugh is when I come to, when I'll see like a two-door, like shitty, like Honda Accord with a big ass fart muffler on it. It's like, stop it. Stop. Stop it. Like, that's like the cartoon, you know, back in the day of like, if Tweety Bird put on like boxing gloves and tried to like box like a pit bull, like cartoon dog. And the cartoon dog was just holding his hand on the Tweety Bird's head while it was swinging. That's what it's like. It was a very detailed analogy, but you get my picture I'm painting. A fucking little bitty ass wannabe sports cars, or Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drifters, that have fart mufflers on them, go fuck themselves. If you got a big ass truck and you go doodle it out, you know what I'm saying? Get that Duramax, boy, or whatever the shit you do. I get that. You got big ass trucks. It makes sense to be all loud and obnoxious. But if you got a little bitty Tweety Bird car and you want to put a little fart muffler on, you can go fuck yourself. Makes no sense. Stop it. We're not in Fast and the Furious. There's nowhere in this area to go Tokyo drifting. So there's no need for those fart mufflers. So, there. What is going on? What's going on? Passing the liquor store. Already 8 cars at the 31W Liquors. And it is 9:10 in the morning. People are just not wasting time. The door's open. They need that fucking Parmesan. You know what I mean? They need that MD-2020 in their life right now. Bless them. At 9:00 in the morning. God bless. Like, whatever. To each his own. Or to each his own. Or each her own. Whatever. However you say it. She don't know she's beautiful. And I got caught at the light because that girl was on her phone. Good thing I leave for work in a proper time frame where dumb fuckery doesn't make me late for work. But even if I was late, I would just tell them I was late, and I mean, that'd be fine. But still, I don't like being late. I'm a punctual person that hates fart mufflers. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag it. Fart mufflers. She don't know she's beautiful. Please don't hit me. No time and time I taught her so. Dadgum nothing. Ain't nothing going on around here. Come on. Sitting at the light, just contemplating, just ramming the person beside me. You ever done that? Whenever you... you just been driving, and you just get this, like, urge to just... Bill Burr said it best, where, like, driving is very terrifying if you really think about it. Because at any moment, when you're driving, you could just say, fuck this shit. And you could veer over to the right or left just a smidge, and you could take the life of yourself or somebody else around you. It's terrifying to think about. I mean, we all just drive every day. Like, this person just drove right by me, almost ran me off the road. But, I mean, we're in death machines. We're just driving around, like, willy-nilly, but we have death machines at our disposal. Disposal. God, I can't speak. But it's just such a thing that we're used to doing, like anything else, that we're just like, oh, we're driving in a car. They're safe. They're terrifying vehicles. So yeah, I'm going to catch every red light that it exists today. I've caught every single light that I've had the opportunity to not get. I've caught it. So it can only look up from here. Once I get to work, I'm wondering how long it's going to take for me to encounter. That's not a thing. Encounter a person that completely just no-sells my greeting. It's going to happen. 9 times out of 10, if it's a man and they do it, they're wearing Grill Masters. And anybody knows what Grill Masters are? It's them New Balance white shoes or them Nike Monarch white shoes that old men wear. They're either mowing the yard in them or they're cooking on the fucking grill in them. I call them grill masters or yard masters. Old dudes that wear that never are nice, ever. They're always assholes. Because they have grill masters on. I mean, what? You know? There's a spinning hubcap on the grill. I didn't know that was still a thing in 2019. People are still riding spinner hubcaps. I'm riding spinners. They rolling. God, classic. Oh, my dear Lord. Caught another red light. I wonder what they're going to put in that old Kmart. Nothing. It's going to be a big old, big ass place for just homeless people to crowd around and ask for money. Well, they're not really homeless, probably. She don't know she's beautiful. Caught another red light again. Almost witnessed a wreck. Somebody just cut somebody completely off right there, getting into the turning lane. Oh, God.
Oh, my dear Lord.
Woo! Chim chimini chim chim cho roo. So usually it takes me 25 minutes to get to work. But because I've hit every single red light in town, it's going to take me close to 30, which is fine, because that's usually how long we make these episodes. Healthy Body Bakery. What is that? It's just a bunch of vegan pastries. Is that even a thing? Healthy Body Bakery. That sounds really off-putting. Whatever. I mean, to each its own. Seventh Day Adventist. What? I'm not very schooled on religions. When I went to, I don't go to church anymore. I mean, I believe in higher power. I believe in God. And, you know, I pray and things like that. But fart muffler on a 1987 Ford Ranger that's spray painted black. Fart muffler. Stop it. Blowing black smoke all over. You have a fucking 86 Ford Ranger that is spray painted black. Get your fucking fart muffler out of my face. Stop it. Stop the fucking stop. Stop. I don't even know what I was talking about. God. So appropriate that a fart muffler pull up right beside me in an episode titled Fart Mufflers. They're so prevalent. I don't even know what I was fucking saying. It just pissed me off. Damn it. But yeah. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe. If you haven't subscribed to me on the iTunes or the podcast networks or whatever the hell you're listening to this on, then do me a favor and subscribe to your boy, please, pretty please. I appreciate all of it. It's going to be a good day, man. It's all in your head. You got to make it what you got. You got to make it. I don't know what I'm saying. God damn it. God! I just ran that red light. I was tired of it. I was tired of getting stopped at every red light. I just ran that one. I'm sure I'll get a ticket in the mail. Oh, shoo, 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 baby, baby. Forgot my lunch on the kitchen table. Needs to be a country song. I forgot my lunch on the kitchen table. Now I gotta find us something to eat. I don't know what to do. Forgot my lunch on the kitchen table. You know what I'm saying? Hit song right there. I just wrote it. Luke Bryan's going to be singing it at the Super Bowl in 5 years. Forgot my lunch on the kitchen table. Ooh-wee. I love you. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. That truck's going way too fast. It's going to kill somebody. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, man. Are you gonna come up? You gonna pull up on me? You gonna pull up on you, boy? And don't let people piss you off and make your day suck, okay? If people are gonna be idiots and be ignorant, I-G-N-E-R-N-T, ignorant, then just let them. Don't let them ruin your happiness, okay? Find you a happy place, Bob Ross, okay? And just sit in that motherfucker. I have to reassure myself every day that I'm not going to get knocked off my happy tree, okay? You're not. I'm sitting up here chilling in this happy tree, and you're not going to fucking knock me out of it, okay? You can shake it all you want. You can try to cut it down, but it ain't happening. It's too strong of a tree. So, y'all be sure to stay in your happy tree and don't let nobody knock you off of it. I love it. I love you. I love your family. I love all your friends. I love everybody, okay? Have a great rest of the day, night, weekend, earth, existence, and subscribe and stuff. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch.